This is Twit.
Something that you mentioned, this whole idea of responding to someone who is obviously trolling. I'm still not very good at it. I like poking back even when I know I shouldn't. And you live in this. I mean, this is your work. This is what you do. This is your profession. Dealing with people who use the anonymity of the internet and the power that you get in a wide distribution tool like Twitter or Facebook or Google Plus or whatever it's going to be, to say things that they would never say to your face. And not because they're afraid of you, but just because you don't do that. And if you know someone's going to communicate back, there's certain things that you don't talk about. That's one of your areas of expertise, right? I mean, because you've had to handle that when companies start having trouble with trolls.
Yeah, and there's like one of two things. The first thing, first and foremost, everybody needs to calm down when they talk about internet trolls or internet bullying or, you know, people ripping on people. That is throughout time. I'm sure that people used to send carrier pigeons to tell the other king that he's a doofus. I believe that throughout time, it's always been that way. Before internet and social and all that kind of stuff, players, like, I forget what that umpire was, but he had a bad call in some World Series game and the other team won. He got death threats and letters, 200,000 letters in the first year. Lost his job, had anxiety, went on disability. Like, the guy's never worked again since then. And that was before the internet or Twitter or cell phones or anything. He just got physical mail sent to his house and stuff put on his lawn. So the way you deal with it is the way you always have to deal with it. There's a couple of avenues you could take, but the first and foremost thing is when people say, oh, the internet. No, it's people are evil and people are great. There's good in the world and there's bad in the world. And you can't just say, oh, the internet's making it bad, because people will always find a way to be mean or rude or cruel. So that's the first thing, you have to just accept that. Don't think, oh, well, now that I shouldn't be on Twitter, because guess what? If you're not on Twitter, they will find your email address and they'll write you an email. You know, they'll find your P.O. box and they will send you mail. They will find a way to hate on you, regardless of whether you want to get off of Twitter and I can't stand the internet. That kind of hatred and evil is out there. And the best way to deal with it, if you're a person and you're a regular, a personal brand, is just to accept it. And if it's not your forte to respond, then just ignore it. And if you're a brand, then you have to, if there's a large tidal wave of things that people are saying the same things over and over again, you might have to look at yourself. You know, McDonald's has a huge problem right now with their food, and they can't just sit there and ignore 100,000, a million people saying, hey, why aren't your nuggets? What's wrong with your nuggets? Somebody's got to respond to that. Somebody's got to have a statement, even if it's a cookie cutter response. Some things you have to respond to, some things you should let roll off your back.
Right, right. There's something else to this, which is, as you mentioned, hate existed way before the internet. But one of the things that the internet has done is it's made it very easy for the person who's being hated on, or the brand that's being hated on, to hear the hate. I mean, it used to be just seething hate of, oh, I hate it when that song comes on the radio. I hate it when that person's on the TV. But now it could be, I tweet that so-and-so is a talentless hack. And as you said, you know, we really have two different ways to deal with it. We can accept it or we can ignore it. But the way that I would deal with it as a person in a relationship is I would say something like, you know, that thing that you said, that actually kind of hurt me. I really wish you wouldn't say it. But that's surrender on the internet, right? I mean, that's like worst case scenario is you tell them that they're getting to you.
Never surrender. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what general ever said it. I don't know what that is. Never surrender. Like, again, to a point, exactly reference to myself, when someone says, I don't know why this guy's on Twit. He doesn't know anything about this or that. And I say, well, tell me what I didn't know, or tell me what I could do better. And then usually they'll have a response that's either one, I can't tell you anything because you don't know anything. Or it's, oh, well, shoot, you know, well, here's a link to this site you could have read about, blah, 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 if you want to learn about it. You know, there's only one or two ways people are going to take it, because when the best thing is you get that instant response back to somebody. So like you said, now you can instantly say, I don't like that song. If you said right now, I don't like Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift responded to you, you would instantly love Taylor Swift, because you're like, whoa, Taylor Swift just said something to me. I'm sorry, Taylor. I didn't like that song, but I love it. Remember that song? And then my daughter loves it. I didn't mean it, because the shock value to that person of being responded to, because they usually think they could put it on ether and nobody sees it. I mean, most trolls, if you look at their pages, they have 32 followers, 42 followers, and you're going to go get enraged because out of the thousands of tweets that you got or thousands of Facebook messages you got, you're going to go rip on this one guy. And half the time, people don't even see it and they pass right by it. And if you have a good brand, if you have a quality brand, other people are going to attack that person for you. Right now, if somebody ripped on me and it was like bad, I know other people are going to come into that chat, into that system, and into that setup and defend me. And if not, I'm going to go make a secret account and then defend myself.